What was supposed to be an insightful and educational chat at an International Women's Day event was hacked and degenerated into hate-filled messages while a prominent black activist and Barrie resident was forced to watch. Shelley Skinner, president and founder of Uplift Black, was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack while speaking at an online International Women's Day event on Monday for the Barrie and District Labor Council, BDLC. Skinner was set to present to the BDLC via an online call when the stream was hacked. What appeared were drawings of male genitalia, a swastika and an image of a man burning a pride flag, along with music utilizing the N-word. All were shared into Skinner's feed, while her name was spoken repeatedly. When reached by a reporter on Tuesday, Skinner said she believes the attack wasn't random and was specifically aimed at her. The whole event was about women in leadership speaking about their struggles and the work they've done in the community, Skinner said. Two speakers had gone before me and when it was my turn, I noticed some drawings appearing in my presentation. There was music that was sexually explicit and vulgar towards women, racially explicit. I don't feel it was someone hacking into to disrupt a women's event, but rather someone saying, I'm going to hack in and attack Shelley Skinner, the black queer local activist and the only black, queer activist there. Skinner also said her name was repeated over and over during the online event, which has left her shaken. My kids were in the house and heard me call to my partner to come see what was happening. They heard that on the screen, Skinner added. I had trouble sleeping last night because it kept repeating in my head. The BDLC issued a statement Monday on its Facebook page saying its Women's Committee event was hacked and apologized to anyone who saw it. What happened this evening was unwarranted, intrusive and does not represent the values of the Barrie and District Labor Council, read the statement. We apologize to our guests and participants that this took place. We, as an organization, work hard to create safe spaces that allow all participants a place to have a voice. We will change future events to ensure greater security for all. BDLC officials did not respond to a request for comment by press time. Patty Coates, who is the president of the Ontario Federation of Labour, was one of the panelists during Monday's online event. I've seen this before, having been involved in many Zoom meetings over the last 2 years. These types of groups tend to target meetings and events that are women-focused, Coates said. Organizations try to set up all the security they can for these online events and hackers still find a way to get in. Coates said she feels badly for Skinner as how shaken up she must be and how traumatized she is from this attack. Here we are trying to celebrate the incredible work by women and this happens. It goes to show how much work we all still have to do, Coates said. Skinner said that in the video she posted to her Instagram account of the incident, you can hear her let out a bit of a laugh, which she said happens when she's nervous, upset and, in this case, in disbelief. I mean, what are you going to do, right? We're becoming so damn used to this, which is sad in itself. The phrase, strong, black women, is used for us not because we are so strong, but because we often don't show our true emotions because we don't have time, Skinner said. I had meetings and presentations all day today, so I had to move on. It will hit me again soon, I'm sure, but then what? Push through it again and continue to work for change.